Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wiggy, you and I last night at dinner, we're going to work on getting the full audio of this for context, but we were talking about something you saw on First Take where Stephen A. made the point that why is the NFL investigating players that have been cleared criminally? That it should be just like any other job. You have a rap sheet, and it's up to the employer to say whether they want to employ you or not.
Right.
Because Courtney alluded to this with Deshaun Watson, that why do you have to wait for the NFL if you're the Browns, if you're appalled by what these women said on Real Sports, or if you're bothered by new portions of the case that have become public since you made that $230 million signing, you can release them.
Right.
So where do you stand on what Stephen A. said, Coco and Wiggy, and where would you like to see that instituted?
Well, I think that's why I hope we can find the audio. I think what he's saying is, like, you know, the court system, the law system, right, found Deshaun Watson to be innocent. Innocent in the sense there's no charges against him. Now the NFL comes in and does their own investigation to prove this public opinion of guilt or innocence, right? Because no matter which way if you fall on, whether you think he's guilty or you think he's innocent, once the NFL concludes their investigation, they're basically going to make us have this public opinion about it. And I think the NFL, when they get involved in things like this, you know, you see situations where guys settle, will settle out in a civil case. Now, instantly, once he settles out and the NFL suspends him for 6 games, 8 games, whatever it is, instantly people are like, oh, this guy is guilty, he shouldn't be making a living, and that kind of thing. And I think Stephen A. Smith was trying to say, like, the NFL should not get involved. And I understand that, but I also understand this whole private company thing. And we talked about the moral clause.
Yeah.
But everybody's morals are different, right?
But so I said this yesterday when Wiggy brought it up. I said there has to be a morality clause when you sign on the dotted line for your NFL contract. And then I looked it up last night, and there is, and it's the personal conduct policy.
Right.
So it says
so Greg would be violating that this morning.
Correct.
Definitely.
But it prohibits anything that undermines or puts at risk the integrity of and public confidence in the NFL. I think that there are a lot of...
Wait. Say that. So the anything that takes away from the public confidence of the NFL?
Yeah.
So how is Stephen Ross still an owner of the Dolphins?
But that's what I'm saying. They have to do these investigations. I understand where Wiggy's coming from, where it's like, if he's proven guilty, he's proven guilty. Why are we doing our own investigation? If you are the NFL, if you're Roger Goodell, you have to do that. If you're the Browns, I think you have to do that because of this clause.
Yeah, but if in that clause, and that was always the thing that kind of that ticked me off about the NFL... And they'd always have this, like, code of conduct, or they would always say, you know, it's about the shield, and, you know, you can't
unless you're Jim Irsay and you've got 50 grand in your bulletproof.
Right, and they would all, yeah, exactly. So it almost became a double standard. Like, for players, it was about the shield, and don't embarrass the shield. But for owners, it was different. And then the other problem I always had with it was they started to deem what they felt like was, like,
integrity.
Conduct detrimental. You know, so like they look at it and go, oh, that's conduct detrimental because, you know, you're driving under the influence. But this ain't conduct detrimental. And that became the issue that I think a lot of guys that we had is it was always all over the place. And it was so vague that Goodell, and I blame the NFLPA for this, and I've always said this before, the players union in the NFL is the worst in all of sports. I think Major League Baseball is the best. And so as players, that's what we were always kind of frustrated about. But I blame ourselves for allowing Goodell that power. And that becomes the issue where it should just be cut and dry. And I think Curtis, you might have said it. It should be based on what the team wants to do.
Right. And well, the other thing is, I'm relatively cynical. You may have heard that from time to time. But I feel like the only reason the NFL employs Lisa Friel to investigate these sexual misconduct behavior is because they were embarrassed by Ray Rice. They gave the penalty, and then the video came of him punching his fiancée in the face. And I really believe the only job Lisa Friel really has is to make sure, it's like when a candidate is running for president, or in Billions when What's-His-Face was trying to make sure nobody saw those videos of bondage before he ran for governor of New York on HBO.
Cuomo?
For Showtime. No, Cuomo, that was Ken's guy, different guy. But that was real life, unfortunately. So you're basically making sure that the opponent, this being the media, doesn't have access to anything that will embarrass the league and make whatever discipline you impose look too little. So there's nobody that really cares about anybody in the NFL about actually improving the way men treat women. Like, if you watch the NFL and you're a woman, like, you go in knowing that they don't give a damn about you. Like, Josh Brown, a kicker on the Giants, a mediocre kicker on the Giants, was abusing his wife. Like, there were red flags all over the place. And they didn't even release their kicker.
Well, that's why I was so surprised when everyone's like, I can't believe the Browns are giving Deshaun Watson all this money and it's guaranteed. It's like, have you not been watching what's been going on in this league for years and years and years?
Right.
And I think that's another reason why the NFL has to do this investigation, because they probably don't want to lose all of their female supporters.
Yeah.
I think that it is wildly underrated how many female football fans there are out there.
Oh, totally. I think there's a ton of female football fans.
And I think a lot of female football fans are pissed off with how the Browns are treating the situation. And this goes back, like, we keep forgetting Baker Mayfield's still on this roster. If I'm Baker Mayfield and I'm like, this guy?
Right.
This, we don't even know if this guy's gonna play in a game this season, and you guys just gave him all this money over me.
Right.
That's because he's talented, Deshaun Watson.
I know you're going to go that way.
That's the world we live in.
But Wiggy, you're right. And it's like,
but Baker's done a lot for this team.
I agree.
Yeah,
he won a playoff
game.
Not like
with Deshaun Watson, the projections of what they...
Yeah, but Wiggy, Courtney's right. What were the Browns before Baker? They lost 31
games. What does everybody say? The best ability is availability. Well, if Deshaun Watson's not available, then it seems like Baker Mayfield's the play.
But the Browns know, at worst, he's probably going to be... he's probably going to be unavailable for what?
A season.
He's not getting a season.
Oh.
If they're actually doing it honestly, he would get a season. Yeah, Trevor Bauer's suspension is going to be the benchmark.
See, it's going to come down to Goodell, right? Because you talked about Goodell and how in the investigation. Remember they investigated Ezekiel Elliott?
Yep.
And that lady found out there was really nothing to see here. And then, she found, like, nothing, and basically Goodell gave him 6 games, and then he might have reduced it to 4.
I think they blamed it on the wheel of shots.
Yeah, it could have been. But what's going to happen with this? Antonio Brown only got 8 games. Deshaun Watson has never had any.
But you could say Tom Brady got 4 games for taking air out of football without evidence.
Right. But my point is, he's never had any issues with the league, so I don't see him getting suspended for a year.
Might be right. I just disagree. I think if they're actually doing this honestly, and you just if you don't have any other evidence outside of the Real Sports interviews, and listen, I don't know anything. I don't know what happened. People have made things up in the past, as you allude to all the time. But if I am a consumer of the NFL and I watch that, I am deeply offended if that guy is playing this next season.
And I love Deshaun Watson. Like, don't get me wrong. I've loved him forever. When he was at Clemson, I loved him. And so for me, it's like, ugh, I've been rooting for this guy so hard for so long.
Right.
And everybody, when I was covering the draft, we were in Philly, and everybody's like, who's your favorite guy that's going in the draft? I'm like, Deshaun Watson, I love him. Like, I've said that for years, and to see how this has come out, ugh.
Right, but that's the problem. Like, it depends on where you fall, right?
I think everybody in this room, if you were to ask, if you were to take a poll, if he was abusing even one massage therapist, mm-hmm. we'd all be on the same page.
What do you mean?
That it's not right.
So I don't get what you're saying.
Well, because you said it all depends on where you fall.
I think we all
fall on the same page.
I don't think like you. So my thing is like
that's a compliment, Courtney.
Yeah, it is. But I mean that we—that's the thing about it. We all think we. That's why when you said the morality clause, right? We all look at things differently. We all have different morals. We all were brought up in different ways.
Do you think if Deshaun was forcing women to do something perform acts on him during a massage therapy session?
Yeah, of course, if he was forcing them.
But you understand that his position is higher than the person that's working on him,
correct? I know, but can you tell me with 100% certainty that he was forced?
No, but I'm
okay. That's
my,
the point.
But my question was, if I could, we'd all fall on the
right,
same.
Right, but that becomes the problem. Right. That's why there are a lot of people who go to jail and serve time for stuff that they didn't do, because it becomes reasonable doubt.
It is an imperfect system.
Right, but that's why I think when you're talking about the NFL and them having to make a decision, because we're all talking about whether or not he's going to get suspended for. Like, I think he's going to get suspended, but I don't think it's going to be for a year. Right. And part of my reasoning is because the NFL has to look and they have to be careful with cases like, you know, because now guys are going to be like, well, anytime there's a civil case and somebody says X, Y, and Z,
mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden I'm going to have a chance.
But you understand what I'm saying. We think very differently. Mm-hmm. But if it was 100% positive that this was going down, we would be on the same page.
Yeah.
OK.
I think the other issue, and I'm with you, Wiggy, in parts of this, because Roger Goodell standing behind morality when there was a $2 billion concussion settlement, correct me if I'm wrong, not a dime has been given to the players who won that settlement. It's like the Goldman family and OJ. Like, he just never paid the settlement after he was found guilty in the civil suit.
Well, what they were doing with that was, because I was a part of that, what they were doing with that, the concussion settlement, they were making it even harder for black guys to get it. Because what they were basically saying, the doctors, because they knew that the majority of guys that were coming, that were trying to get it, were black players, just because of the percentage.
Right.
And what they were doing, the doctors were saying, well, it's harder for us to evaluate the black players than it is the white, because the black players, a lot of them have grown up in environments where the education system isn't that great. So how do we determine the scale of how messed up this dude is, or is he just, you know?
Oh, they're just saying you had inferior intelligence?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And that's why you saw, I think it was...
how can they ever manage? How do you gauge that?
I can't remember, because I can't remember. There was a couple guys that ended up suing the league and the doctors because of this. And you could find that...
saying you're lying. It's shocking.
Yeah, but that's what they were doing. And so there was... But they're not giving money to anybody. Like Kevin Turner, who used to play for the Patriots.
He died of ALS.
Yeah. They were... Like, he can't even get, like, or, you know, his family is, like, really, like, it's like trying to, what's the old saying, trying to squeeze blood from a turnip? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I wrote that down this morning.
Right? And that's what the NFL is. They got this money, but they don't want to.
They have so much money. They bathe in money. They're like Greg money. They have.
And they don't want to help out players, because there are some guys out there that circumvent the rules. And everybody kind of takes an L on that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.